Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once again, I want to thank God for each one of you today for listening to another timely and godly message. We once again want to thank Pastor Dale and his wife Jean for their graciousness to allow us this opportunity. And I want to talk to you today out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 20 and 21. And it says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. And do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." I want to use as a topic today, one thing is needful. One thing is needful. And years ago, George Mueller, who lived in the 1800s, cared for more than 2,000 orphans in his large orphanage. But George never allowed his huge responsibility to take him away from the Word of God. He said that every day he would set aside time to study the Scriptures until his inner man was happy in the Lord. Once Mueller met a man who worked between 14 and 16 hours a day, and he told the man, "You are destroying your health. You don't have time for your family, and most importantly, you don't have time to nourish your inner man with the Word of God." The man replied, "I hear you, but I can't see how I can cut down my working hours and spend time in the Word, because even with the 14 to 16 hours I put in each day, I still can't put enough bread on the table for my family." And as the man walked away, Mueller said, "He doesn't believe that if he gives time to God's Word first, God will take care of all his needs." Likewise, do you really believe that every day only one thing is needful? Even if the bills don't get paid, the children are not making any headway in their studies, and the office work is not completed, all these things can wait. Only one thing is needful, that you spend time in the Word of God. You see, when Martha complained to Jesus that her sister Mary had left her to serve alone, Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet and hearing his word. Jesus defended Mary by saying, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her," according to Luke 10, 41 through 42. You see, friends, you'll not lose out when you take time to sit down and listen to God's word. Even your health and well-being will be blessed, according to Proverbs 4 and 22. So take time today to meditate on his word. It'll make your way prosperous, according to Joshua 1, 8 through 9, and give you divine health and good success. You see, living a full and rewarding life that honors God, seeing the fruit of the Spirit and experiencing God's blessings in our daily lives, having answered prayers and positive results in all we set our hands to. And I believe these are the desires of many sincere believers who want to live a life that counts for God. They want a life that is fruitful and fulfilling, one that is full of faith, peace, and joy, with God kind of results and good works that bring glory to God. Unfortunately, for many, the harder they try to obtain such a life through struggling and striving for it, the more it eludes them. But what is the key to living the fruitful, fully, and abundant life that Jesus came to give us? Well, according to John 15 and 5, our Lord Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." Now, unless we are in Christ and he is in us, there is no power for us to experience a fruitful life. Without him, we can do nothing. But the good news is that as believers of Jesus Christ, we are in Christ and he is in us. According to 1 Corinthians 1 and 30 and Colossians 1 and 27. And this is why our Lord said, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Now notice something. The Lord didn't say, "I am the vine, try to be the branches." Have you ever seen such a thing as a branch that became a branch by trying to be one? Of course not. A branch is a branch not because of its own efforts, but because the life sap of that tree, vine, or shrub runs in it, making it grow, becoming strong, and bear fruit. In the same way, we are the branches of the vine because he has made us so. Because we are in him and his vine life flows in us. You see, God doesn't want us to strain and struggle to be what we already are, but to simply take our place as branches that are being supplied with life by the vine. And he wants us to know and believe that it is the true vine, our Lord Jesus himself, that is supplying all that we need to stay healthy, to stay strong and fruitful. Unfortunately, many believers today are trying to be healthy, fruit-producing branches, believing that they are responsible by their own efforts to keep themselves strong, to keep themselves healthy, and to produce fruit. They don't look to the vine like life to supply their needs, but turn to their own strength, abilities, and resources to make things happen for them. Not surprisingly, they end up tired, worried, and fearful, not realizing the truth of Jesus' word. "For without me, you can do nothing." You see, my friends, I want you to know today that as born-again believers, we are already the branches connected to the vine that is Christ through his perfect finished work at the cross. Abiding in Christ then is simply to realize this truth and rely on him for everything we need. You see, this is how we allow his grace, his vine life, to flow unhindered in us and through us to produce both godliness and fruit in our lives. And beloved, Christ alone is our source of life, strength, hope, peace, joy, whatever we need to thrive and flourish. And you and I will produce much fruit when we stop striving and worrying and simply rest in his love, his grace, and his supply. You see, when we understand that rest and receive divine life, in other words, let me share with you a picture of a strong, healthy tomato plant in a garden. Let me ask you, do its branches need to exert strength and do all sorts of things relating to the art or practice of gardening or managing exercises to produce new leaves and luscious red tomatoes? Of course not. As long as nutrient and water-rich life sap is flowing unhindered to the branches will thrive and bear much fruit. Put simply, as the vine goes, so goes the branch. Now, is Christ our vine healthy? Of course he is, always. He is never sick or diseased. He is never confused, anxious, or lacking anything. He is always full of life, full of grace and truth, supplying to us all that we need. And we draw on his vine life and bear much fruit when we stop trying and start trusting. When we let go of our self-efforts and our worrying and depend wholeheartedly on his grace, we experience supernatural transformation and results. Miracles of healing or provisions and freedom from bad habits will happen effortless as his vine life flows unhindered in us. So, how do you apply the vine life of Christ in your daily life practically? If you are facing a stressful situation at work, you can look to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that the same peace that flows in you flows in me. And know that whatever you need to stay on top of the situation, his wisdom, his favor, and inspired thoughts is already being supplied to you because you are connected to the vine life of Christ. Similar, if you have to make an important decision for your family, say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that the same wisdom and foresight that flows in you flows in me. Or when you feel exhausted but still have a bunch of chores to do around the house, and you can turn to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I feel really tired now, but I thank you that the same strength and resurrection life that flows in you flows in me. My friend, as one of the branches already connected to the vine, your part is simply to rest and receive the supply of his abundant grace to develop in you all that you need to be fruitful. See, the issue then is not how will I overcome this anger problem, or how will I beat this alcohol addiction, or how can I be a godly and wise parent to my rebellious child? It is through the Lord Jesus and his abundant grace being supplied to you, and you will overcome this challenge. This is how you abide in Christ and bear much fruit. Being connected to the vine life of Christ is a life of rest characterized by peace, joy, and restful increase. You become a wonderful testimony for the Lord without having to strive or struggle to make things happen. But don't think for one moment that it's a life of irresponsibility and laziness, because when you are connected to the living vine, you will have holy zeal, divine vigor, and a love for people. You'll not be lethargic, unmotivated, or aimless. In fact, you'll have an unquenchable zest for life, accomplishing much more with the God kind of result you want as you operate in his grace and wisdom. You will be like the burning bush in the book of Genesis, burning up but not burning out, and be a light for his glory. See, when we abide in the vine by hearing his word, in John 15:7, the Lord also tells us that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Wow. Imagine having the prayers about your heartfelt desires answered. When you pray for a dream job, the Lord makes that dream come true. When you pray for a loved one to get well, he imparts his resurrection life and raises that person up from his deathbed. There is something else I want you to see in John 15 and 7. We learn that abiding in Christ to produce much fruit is simply realizing that we are already his branches, and ceasing from our self-efforts and resting in his grace. But in John 15 and 7, we see that fruit is also produced, especially in our prayer lives, when his word abides in us. In other words, keep hearing the word of the Lord. Keep hearing about all that he has done for you at Calvary, so that his finished work and promises for you become a revelation in your heart. Hear the truth of his grace daily and experience breakthrough after breakthrough. Hear and be healed, according to Luke 5 and 15 and 6 and 17. You see, God lifts up the barren. Now, perhaps you're at a place where you feel your life is not worth living anymore. You may feel as if you have no real accomplishments to speak of. You're not living your dreams, and that your life has been a series of one failure after another. And because of all the barrenness you've experienced, you can't help but feel like God has abandoned you or thrown you aside. Nothing could be further from the truth. And the truth is that our Lord lifts up those who are not bearing fruit so that they can flourish and be fruitful. Well, you may say, well, wait a minute, Pastor. Aren't you contradicting what Jesus said in John 15 and 2? Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Friend, there's no contradiction here. Let me share with you something that will really bless you. You see, the original Greek word for take away in John 15, 2 is, which is according to their Greek lexicon, actually means to raise from the ground or lift up. In other words, Jesus was really saying, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he, meaning God, the vine dresser, lifts them up. You see, when a branch of a vine falls to the ground and isn't bearing fruit, what a good vine dresser would do is lift it up from the dusty ground and place it on a trellis so that it can receive adequate sunlight. He doesn't roll his eyes at it and further kicks it. No, he lifts up the fallen branch, carefully cleans it, removing parasites and insects, moss from it, and enables it to become productive. So, contrary to popular opinion, God doesn't cut you off or kick you to one side when you have not been bearing fruit. Our Heavenly Father is a loving vine dresser who is always in the business of lifting up the down and out. If you feel like a fruitless, fallen branch today, know that his love. Know that he loves you and wants to lift you up and strengthen you. You see, he wants to lift you up the way he lifted up the Samaritan woman at the well by ministering to her deepest needs of love. He wants to care for you just like how he cared for the woman of Nain by raising up her dead son so he could still have a man, she could still have a man to provide for. You see, if you feel like you let him down, he wants to restore you like how he restored Peter, such that he became a faithful apostle and pillar of the early church. Whatever the lack and however long it has been, I want to encourage you today to see the Father's loving arms wrapped around you, lifting you up to enjoy his safety, his provisions, his peace, and his joy. Let him love you into wholeness, and you'll start to live and thrive for his glory in every area of life. Say, you might be thinking, this is all good news so far, but Pastor, doesn't Jesus also say in John 15:2 that every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit? We'll still come under God's pruning scissors if we are not producing sufficient fruit. You see, true change always begins from the inside out, and you'll see tangible results as you continue to rest in the Lord's grace and feed on his living word. So, the English word for prune in John 15:2 may conjure up painful images of cutting away, but that's not what the original Greek word means. Again, the Thayer Greek lexicon tells us that it means to cleanse from filth and impurities. So, how does the Lord prune or cleanse us? Well, the Bible tells us that he sanctifies and cleanses us with the washing of water by the word, according to Ephesians 5:26. So, beloved, as you read or hear the word of the Lord and you behold his beauty and grace toward you, something special happens to you and in you. Not only are you abiding in him and allowing his word to abide in you, but you are also being cleansed from the filth and impurities of the world. Perhaps you're hearing or you've heard one too many negative reports from your colleagues about the recent layoffs, and you are starting to worry about your own job security. And maybe reading all the tragic news or hateful comments on social media has dampened your spirits. You don't know why, but you just feel depressed, negative, lethargic, lifeless throughout the day. Well, what you feed on from the world can affect you negatively. But the good news is that getting into God's word cleanses and refreshes you. So stay connected, not to unhealthy grapevines, but to the vine of Christ and his word. Let's allow God, our heavenly vine dresser, to not just lift us up and restore us, but to cleanse us so we can continue to bear fruit and go from strength to strength. So, stay connected to the vine life. As you embark on a journey of rest in the vine life of Christ, don't be anxious or fretful. If you don't see yourself bearing fruit immediately, you may not even see any outward change right now. But know that as you establish yourself in the ground of grace, you are allowing your roots to go deep and yourself to be good ground. As a branch, you're always being strengthened and equipped to bear fruit and much fruit. And when success comes, you'll have the wisdom and character to handle the success. So just continue to see yourself already a branch connected to the vine of Christ through his finished work. Don't get into anxiety by fussing over how things will change for the better. And true change always begins from the inside and goes out. And you will see tangible results as you continue to rest in his grace and feed on his living word. You see, beloved, make this your number one priority each day, and have. And I have no doubt you'll experience God's fullness to live a fulfilling life that is characterized by divine results. Father, I thank you that this word has been sent forth, and that those that have heard will allow it to move deep into their spirits, that they may be able to be fruit bearing and productive in Christ, through Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.